walking down Main Street today to honor people on Memorial Day.
A group of about 20 people made their way down Main Street Monday afternoon, stopping by restaurants to share stories about friends and family who died while serving in the military.
So over my many years, unfortunately, I buried far too many of my soldiers, but the last one, we were still training, and this was a young soldier who was not killed in combat, but he was killed in a training accident.
That's veteran Doug Cherry. He served 37 years in the Army. He says he walked to remind people why the country commemorates the holiday.
For most Americans, this has really just become the start of summer. It's barbecue season. You know what? That's great, too. And I'm glad. Look, it's the start of my summer. But it's also time to take a few minutes and remember how we got here.
The event was planned by the Park City Post of the American Legion. Glenn Wright, who's also a Summit County Council member, is the adjutant for the Post. He spent 6 years with the Air Force, the last three as a captain. Wright says by walking along Main Street, they were able to give people an idea about what Memorial Day means for veterans.
For me personally, Memorial Day is not a happy holiday. It's probably the most difficult holiday of the year for me. Because I have friends on the wall, and I have friends who died as a result of other activities in the military.
He says many of the veterans they remember don't die while actively on duty. He and others walking with the group chose to tell stories about military members who died in training or those who committed suicide after struggling with PTSD and survivor's guilt. The Legion normally holds a ceremony in the cemetery. Last year, that was canceled due to the pandemic. This year, there were still some COVID-19 concerns that kept them away from the normal event.
We didn't think it was going to happen, and it takes us a while to organize a cemetery ceremony. But we would have had to start planning the event at least in early April, and things were not that definite.
Wright says in future years, the event will return to its original location, but they might add a walking event through Old Town as well. Jessica Lowell, KPCW News.